been taking some time to think about myself, just in the mental space that I'm in. How can I grow? What more do I need to evolve in? What areas of my life I need to evolve? How can I work on me being a better person in general? Just different things in that aspect. I had a very special family member that passed away suddenly last month, and it did something to me. And I've been kind of avoiding being in that space since then. Anybody that listens to my podcast know I don't hardly talk about my family, my outside family. And I've distanced myself from majority of them for a very, very long time. And there were reasons, and it was the right thing to do for my mental, for the girl's mental. And I'm glad that I did. It also allowed me to grow away from certain family members and actually see people for their realness and true self. It is discouraging when you hold certain people in a high standard, and then when you start seeing them through their truth, it can be uneasy to accept. I've been having these high and lows of emotions. I have, you know, having friendships with people that you love and you care about, and wanting them to see the things about them that are hurtful towards other people, and they just will never see it. So you keep holding on because you know that they genuinely are a good person in your lens, and you just rooting for them. You're just praying for them to get it. You want them to see it. And the more you cheer for them and want them to get it, you the one come out on the short end of the stick. I think the worst part about it is when you know certain people have certain behaviors, family members, friends, even partners that have the ugliest ways about them, and that actually think that they make your life better, they make you better. It baffles me. Because to make a person's life better is their life is better because of you, even after the situation is over. You've put them in a better circumstance, in a better situation. So for that, they should be humble and they should be appreciative of the time and energy that you put into them. But I don't think many people see that and understand that. You know what I mean? Even if it's no more than caring about a person's health, caring about a person's happiness, their peace, even if it's no more than checking in to make sure that person is up on the most important things. When a person started having a problem with me caring about their well-being, should have been my cue to back the fuck up. That should have been my cue to move and let them do them. And I didn't. I kept trying to keep a friendship, kept trying to allow them to see what I see. And it never happened. It never happened. I just noticed that I am the one that keep feeling shitty. I am the one that keep feeling like they're making a friendship be something that isn't. I'm the one that keep coming full circle with things. Because I didn't want to accept what a person is telling me. If a person is more hurtful to you, and you could bring to their attention in different occasions that their actions, their words, or whatever is hurtful to you, and it happens again, even if it's all the time or random, and they are doing nothing to make it better other than staying what they say is true to them and being real with their feelings. And almost as if they're saying, well, I'm going to stay in my lane because I don't want to hurt your feelings, which is really sarcastic and gaslighting to me, because no one is telling, I would never tell a person, don't be real with me. Don't be honest with me about how you feel. I want to know how you feel. I want to know how I make you feel. So in order for me to know how I make you feel or what part I'm playing in it, you have to communicate to me, or I would like for you to communicate with me how I'm affecting you. Not, well, I will stay on myself and I won't inflict my expectations, just different things like that. I found myself just felt like I was begging a person to hear me and see me, that have shown me that they don't see me. The worst thing about a person is when you discard them as a friend, even if they're a lover, or even if they're business partners, or even in family. When someone discard of you, like you're an option, you easily replaceable, once you come to that acceptance of things, it's different. It's very different. And it's also a process of pain and growth that has to come into play with that too. I love hard, and if I'm in your corner, I'm in your corner. And I think for me, that's how many people have been able to try to take advantage of me. At least they think that they were. Take advantage of me, or try to use me, or take me for granted. Because I try to give people that I think are genuinely good people opportunities to change and see what they are doing to affect me. And many times that never happens until I'm like completely gone. What I realized in my recent friendships is the people that I love the most don't even care if I'm in their life or not. And oh my God, does that hurt? That hurts. And it's even more hurtful that you ever feel like you have to tell a person that that's how you make me feel. Like, you don't care if I'm in your life. You don't care if we connect or any of that. And when a person know this, or have an idea that you think or feel this way, pay attention to it. Pay attention to what they're telling you. So for me, I had to pull back. I had to be vulnerable, be uncomfortable, be lonely, not have any friends, lose friendships, love and care about friends from a distance to allow them to grow and be their own person without making them feel like they have to compromise who they are to be friends with me, because I felt like in some of my friendships, I didn't make them better. I felt like I was a problem for them. And once you realize that there are certain things about you that are not good for those people, you have to accept it. Like, if you love these people, you care about these people, you have to be willing to, you know, step aside and allow them to grow and prosper and be the person that they need to be. You can still love them, just love them from a distance. You can still support them, just cheer on them, cheerlead them from a distance, and just let them know if they need you, you know, you're there. Because that's the best thing that you can do for yourself, is what I've learned. Meeting new people and possibly making new friends is scary. I'm a very private, guarded person. And I found myself, anytime a person tell me something, that I automatically chunk it up to their lying. It's a hidden agenda. Oh, it's a game they playing. And I don't like how it feels. I don't like how I feel. Because I realize that people can do the same thing to me, and I'm not gonna like how a person responds to me or make me feel. So I have to finish healing. And I have to be honest with myself that for months, I was pretending not to be angry, pretending to be over having my identity stolen, being over that someone that I trusted and believed in and I thought had my back would violate my privacy again. I pretended like none of that bothered me. Like I was okay. Feeling like you're nothing to people that you thought respected you. It took a lot out of me, and me not dealing with the feelings that I have, and just sweeping it under the rug, I realized that those feelings they're still there. Every time when I think that I put them to bed, something happens and reopens that door, which have led me to understand and see it for what it is, that I never fully really dealt with it. I got accused of things and blamed for things that if the table was returned, I probably would have been hesitant to believe them as well. But I've been in situations where I believe whatever a person told me, and I learned that that person wasn't always truthful to me. But I believed them. I gave them the benefit of the doubt. I gave them an opportunity. I didn't go looking for a reason to hate them or to resent them or to not be friends with them or to dog them or call them a liar. I didn't go looking for things to shut them out. And when you realize that a person had cut themselves off from you and got bored with you, bored with the friendship, and didn't want anything to do with you in that capacity, was able to go and look for things, you realize things that you really didn't want to realize. It's almost like you put all your eggs in a basket behind your children, and you love them to death, and you do any and everything for them, and then you realize that your children hate you. It's almost like that. It's almost like that. When you look in the mirror and you realize that you don't know how much of the 7-8 year friendship was even real or not. Like you don't feel like you was what you thought you was in that friendship. When you realize that you brought the worst out of them, that you didn't make them better. It's very humbling to accept that you wasn't that girl, honey. You wasn't that person, honey. You wasn't that friend, honey. You was not that daughter, honey. It's very humbling when you look in the mirror and you realize that you've been lying to yourself. You know, you thinking that you're supportive, you thinking that you're understanding, you thinking that you're showing people that you got their back and you're there for them, and that you think that they know that you love them. And when it all comes full circle, you realize you didn't give them that. They didn't believe in you. You didn't give them anything, or you didn't give them enough to believe in that. And it doesn't matter how much you do, how much you try, how much effort you give. Sometimes it's not what that person needs. It's not enough. And many times people don't see what you did give until you completely gone. And a lot of times when people get interested with other things and other people and other friends, and other friends' life seems exciting, and when you feel like your life isn't what you want it to be because of what all that other person got going on, and they get tired of dealing with you, because that's basically what happens. A lot of times people get tired of the person that's in their life, and instead of saying, I don't want this friendship anymore, I don't want to do business with you anymore, or mom, I can't be around you, I need to disconnect. Instead of people being completely 100 and upfront, people just will lie. People will violate your privacy, disappoint you. People will cut you in ways that you can't even explain. You can't even change. People will damage you in ways that you can't even fathom to explain. And people will not even care that they've done that to you. It will never be accountability in the full realm that you need. Yeah, of course a person be like, well, I'm sorry, but, you know what I mean? And I've experienced a lot of that. I've never had a person that I can truthfully, wholeheartedly say in the past, 10, 12 years, that have hurt me and took full accountability for whatever part they've done to me. I've heard people tell me they're sorry, but had I not did this, that, or other, or had I not made them feel this way or the other, or whatever the case may be, I've had that before, but I've never had a person just flat out, just wholeheartedly, just have a heart-to-heart with me and not expect for me to have to apologize for anything that I've done or anything that I've said that may have offended them. When people intentionally do things to you, that should let you know what they think of you. That should be a clear indication of the respect that they have for you. When a person intentionally look for something to hurt you by, ignore you on purpose, or make a problem with you and you don't even know where it's gone, and they don't even fucking care. That's the kicker. When they don't even care of what they are giving to you. Yeah. Wake up, people. Now, let me just say this. Being in business, family, relationships, even as a co-worker, there are going to be times where things are never going to be the way you completely want it all the time. That's never going to happen. But when you're in situations where you can be open and honest and free to be you without judgment, without criticism, without having to explain your why to someone, but someone understands you, that is an amazing situation. That's an amazing environment. That's great company. It's a difference between people pretending to know you, pretending to care, pretending to get you, pretending to allow you to be you until they are tired of you being you. And then they want you to explain you about every single thing, but they don't have to explain them. And when they do explain them, they pick and choose when they will explain them to you. I've seen so many people fuck over good friendships, fuck over their family, fuck over their relationships because of selfish behavior. Because they feel like they shit don't stink. And this is what I'm not taking and this is what I'm not doing. But bitch, you better take it. Motherfucker, you better take it. You better take whatever I give to you. And that's that. And it's a lot of people that do that. And it's a lot of some of the most ugliest, disgusting women and men that are just so fucking, it's like, who the fuck are you? Like, you actually act like you God gift to men, you God gift to a woman. You act like you are the best thing coming and going, and you're not. You're not. You finally met someone that see past your flaws and don't judge you by it, but you don't do it. You actually have a friend that doesn't judge you for your looks or your body. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, this is a world of a bunch of selfishness and unkind people that's just out to get what they want. That is just basically about them. And if I had a nickel for every time something happens where I was forgiving or understanding or supportive and the role wasn't reversed to me, oh my God, I would be motherfucking rich. I would be fucking rich. And that's the truth. I told myself that I wasn't gonna pretend that something didn't bother me. And I just realized even telling certain people about things that they say and do that bother me is really like I didn't say anything at all because they don't give a fuck. They don't care. They don't care. If a person make you feel stupid or ignorant or dumb or make you feel like you're running behind their friendship or whatever the case may be by you telling them how a situation make them feel, or it become reverse psychology where you did something to them. It's one-sided, honey. It's one-sided. And you're the one that's going to come up on the short end of it. Let it go. Let them people be you. They're trying to let you go. They are trying to walk away from you. They are pitying you, or they're feeling sorry for you, or part of them may feel some type of obligation to not hurt you anymore, or be maybe they feel like you've been hurt a lot, so they don't want to add any more to it. So they just don't want to like completely shut you out. But their actions itself is letting you know, I don't want you in my life. I don't want you around. I don't want to deal with you. I may want to hear what you got going on here and there. I may want to hear if you hanging out with your friends, or if you, you know, dating somebody else here and there. But bitch, I don't want to know what you fucking got going on. I don't give a fuck about you. I don't care about you. Haven't you been paying attention? And a lot of times we don't pay attention. A lot of times we keep living in this bubble of, well, they genuinely are good people. And I genuinely care about them, and I genuinely want them to do good, and I'm genuinely rooting for them. So it becomes what we are towards them, the way we view them, the way we see them, the way we love them, the way we care about them, the way we respect them, the way we're rooting for them. But you're the only one rooting. They're not rooting for you. They're not cheerleading for you. They're not supporting you. And let me tell you something. A man, a woman, whomever is going to show up for motherfuckers that they give a fuck about. They're going to make time and effort for people that they fucking love. They're going to respect and care that they hurt or affected you in any type of capacity for the people that they give a fuck for. And as long as you're at their disposal, they're going to keep fucking disposing of your feelings. Disposing of you. Minimizing your feelings. Making you feel like you're motherfucking crazy, convincing you that you ain't shit when they know motherfucking well you are that and then some. But the truth of the matter is they don't want you. Maybe a different situation is more interesting to them. Maybe they just don't find you attractive. Maybe the friendship is just boring. But for whatever reason, they may not want you in their life in that capacity, even though they know you may be a damn good person, or a great partner, or a great coworker, or whatever the case may be. Sometimes people just grow uninterested. Sometimes people just get tired of being around certain people. But I'm gonna say this to you, and then I'm gonna go. Pay attention to what people are pouring into you and who are pouring into you. Pay attention to the people that show up and support and listen and actually care with an open heart and not judgment. Pay attention to the people that doesn't make you have to explain yourself or question you as an individual. Pay attention to the people that don't walk around here like they shit don't stink, like they perfect. Pay attention to the people that give you what you fucking deserve, even in friendship, coworker, relationship, mother, daughter, son, whomever. Just pay attention to those people. And I'm not telling you to make a decision to walk away from them. I'm telling you to make a decision to put you first. I'm telling you to make a decision to love you. I'm telling you to make a decision to show that you are more important than the bullshit that they keep trying to inflict on you. You don't have to hate them. You don't have to resent them. You don't have to turn your back on them. But I'm going to tell you this. When you start loving you through all that motherfucking shit, they're going to cut you out. They're not going to talk to you. They're not going to call. They're not going to text. They're going to be sitting back waiting for you to initiate any type of fucking conversation. You know why? Because they don't think that they've done anything wrong. And even if they did think that they did something wrong, they feel entitled. They feel justified. And at the end of the day, they're not going to change. You're going to have to change. That's my time. Thank you guys for tuning into the podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all your support, for hitting that listener support button. I know life is a challenge. I know it's a lot of amazing good days, and there are some very testing days, I speak from experience. I speak from having conversation with friends. And let me tell you something, I'm nowhere near perfect. Nowhere near perfect. I've had to apologize for my experience of growth, me experimenting with life, because people had me feeling embarrassed, wanted me to feel disgusted. Like, you got people that was going in strip club fucking women without condoms. And some motherfuckers was telling you that, well, you should be embarrassed, or you're not embarrassed that this happened, or you're not embarrassed that you... And I'm sitting there listening to people say things like that, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? But in the same realm of those conversations, I'm supposed to know, feel, trust, and believe that you actually gave a fuck about me. I'm supposed to believe that that friendship was real and true through and through, regardless of what you say, what you did, and how you made me feel. Because some people got this notion that if it don't serve me, I just cut people off. Yeah, you cut people off because you don't know how to change you. You cut people off because you're not willing to change. And it's two things are going to happen. You're going to meet a person that's going to fuck you the way you fucked the last person, or you're going to meet a person that's going to use you for money because they feel like that's the only thing that you are capable of giving them. They're not going to love you unconditionally for you. And then you're going to have the same fucking look on your face in 2-3 years from now. And this is what I learned for men and women. When things are going good, people are interested in you. People are getting you on dating sites. Your friends are trying to hook you up with people. All that is good until it ain't. All of it is good until it's not. Trust what I tell you. Start within. Start loving yourself more, changing those not so healthy patterns, those not so healthy behaviors, those not so healthy way of thinking. And I promise you, you'll see things clear. You'll see people more clear. You'll see circumstances more clear. You'll be able to come up with a more clear solution to things. Peace.